Hey, Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall?
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Hall, how are you, sir?
Fair.
You said fair?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Fair, yeah.
I'm fair, too.
Well, that's good.
Good, man. Well, this is Zach. I'm sure that you are speaking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm not trying. I don't know what your schedule is like today. I'm just giving you a call, checking up on things, and seeing if you've done any more due diligence with your friend.
No, I haven't. I've kind of been busy, and I had to go into town today to check something out to a tenant. My wife didn't want me to go because we're having 14 people for dinner tomorrow, and she wanted me to help her.
You said you're having what?
14 people for dinner for Easter.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she's, I was on the way home, and she called me and wanted me to get bacon bits and country ham.
Oh, well, you know, if she said that, then you better get it.
Yeah, you got that right. So I'm heading home with that now.
Good.
And I think she'll be pleased, and she's going to want me to back in the house and do all of that stuff. And luckily, if I don't want my head cut off, I'll have it all done.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I know you're a busy man, and you got to take care of that wife. So, how about this? How about I call you next week, and you enjoy your weekend?
All right, sounds good.
I know you're not in a hurry, and I wanted to follow up with you just to make sure that you knew that we're still interested and to keep you on our minds.
Okay. Sounds good, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Talk to you later.
Tell the wife you said hello.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.